This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today I'm going to give an analysis of something that we've all heard of. We probably read it in high school. Yeah, we know. We're living in 1984. I recently went back and read it again and watched the movie, and obviously the book's a lot better. But there's something, I think, there's a lot of things that we have missed. I mean, this book is so profound now, so telling, that it actually deserves an entire treatment. And I'm sure most people are familiar with the overall story. Okay, there's Big Brother, and yeah, he surveils, you know, everybody in society, and everybody's put under these, you know, tyrannical boot, of the police state and all this. That's true, but there's so many pieces of nuance, so many details that deserve to be covered that I beg you, please go listen to this on audio. If you don't have time to read it, if you drive to work, listen to 1984, because the story is coming from a guy who had seen both sides of the dialectic, right? He had seen different intelligence agencies and their secret police, how they worked at different times in wartime. I'm speaking of Eric Blair. He had seen the communist dialectic, the socialist, and even the Western power structure and their so-called democracy, really all kind of being these systems that are used to manipulate people. And to what end? Well, if you saw recently, Klaus Schwab had said that now it's time for the Great Reset. In fact, I think Alex covered this a couple of days ago. He said that, you know, COVID, all this is our opportunity. It's our great opportunity. Don't ever let a crisis go to waste. This is our opportunity to reset all of society to year zero, basically, right? And bring in this technocratic order by which you'll have a universal basic income. And essentially what he's talking about is the combining the elements of Western capitalism with Eastern socialism. And that synthesis, which is a Hegelian philosophical idea to synthesize two opposing structures, produces, right, this higher level order. At least that's how the philosophy of dialectics and Hegelianism and Marxism thinks, right? And so the idea would be that the superstate that's created out of these kind of smashing the things together would be that higher level next order. Now, again, Eric Blair, George Orwell, he wrote this book in 1947-48. So he was privy, apparently, to what the Royal Society, the Western elite, the Atlanticist establishment had planned or the global order. And so people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they represent the kind of technocrats that he's talking about with the inner party, right? The O'Brien, right? This O'Brien type of character is perfect as an image, as an archetype of the kind of people that are now saying openly that it's time to bring in this technocratic year zero great reset. Where's year zero come from? Well, if you remember in the book, Winston is he's writing at this sort of ambiguous period after a revolution. There was a great revolution that occurred to overthrow this older bourgeois, this older control structure that supposedly now Big Brother had saved everybody from. And Big Brother has this powerful propaganda outlet, right, the Ministry of Truth, by which they rewrite history and they rewrite the news as it comes out. Okay, so the news that comes out in the novel is fake news, literally, fake news. Okay, so we were told about fake news a long time ago in this story. And I want to stress that this is not just a fiction novel. It's not just a dystopian story. It's actually a really profound study in psychological warfare. And this is an important discipline for understanding how the world works, what we're going through in today's society, how to break down these supposed false dialectics, the fake news, the psy war. So, excuse me there. Anytime I break out these old books, I start sneezing. Mind war, psy war, these are key elements, and that's really the big weapon, right, that Big Brother has over the population. And so when we come back after this break, we're going to break down the mind war, the psy war, the super state, the power block structure that Big Brother had broken the world into, in its technocracy, which was a powerful prediction, right? Somewhat 50, 60 years ago, where we are today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show on Jay Dyer.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine. It makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Girl, you told me and it hurt real bad. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com. If you want my books, by the way, where I cover these kinds of things in film and fiction, go to my website and you can find the shop section there and you can get signed copies of my books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, which again covers this stuff. Now, we were talking about how Big Brother had broken the world up into these power blocks. And Winston, of course, lives in one of those power blocks, Oceania, which is formerly the British Empire, right? It's Airstrip 1. And in the super state, they're given a narrative. They're given a story of the external threat, the external enemy, which is these other, right, Eurasia, Oceania, these other places, East Asia, right, where that they're in war with, at a perpetual war, right? So the revolution, we learned, didn't end, even though it brought in this technocratic world government. It's a never-ending, perpetual revolution. And there's another key, and of course, in its, you know, complement, you could say, cousin book, Brave New World, that Aldous Huxley wrote. If you read that and you read the introduction that Aldous Huxley wrote in that novel, it's really important because Huxley says in the introduction to the novel that this is not a fiction story. It's not just some dystopia. I'm actually telling you what my brother, Julian, and the people at UNESCO, Royal Society, so the plan that they have for the technocracy to bring in. So this is a expose, a kind of gaslighting in a way, because I don't believe that Aldous was a hero who was telling us the truth. I think he was in on this as well as the rest of these people. Perhaps Orwell was trying to tell the truth because he had seen from the inside, right, how this is a managed dialectic. So the superstates, as we said, are all kind of ruled by this inner party. And the inner party is kind of like a secret society. We don't know a lot about it. Winston has scant details about it. He just knows that they're kind of revered and given this priest of power kind of reverence and deferment, right? They're worshipped because they have raw power. And Winston starts to realize as he's working in the Ministry of Truth that as he's basically mandated with updating history, right, because there is no such thing as objective truth in history. So Big Brother's world is relativistic, right? But it's not a pure relativism where there's no such thing as truth, there's no such thing as right and wrong. Objectively, it's a mandated truth that the system gives to you. So in other words, Big Brother is truth. The party is truth. Right. In fact, I just had a debate with an atheist not too long ago, and the first thing he said in his debate opening statement was something to the fact that, look, truth is just simply whatever the collective majority of scientists say it is. Because he's literally mimicking and echoing the very point of Orwell's novel, which is that truth is whatever the party says it is. And this is crucial to understand that this occurred because Big Brother was successful in demoralizing the population, right? Who's the population? Well, they're called the proles. They're called the proletariat, the working class, right? The middle class and the lower class. And what Big Brother had done in terms of the revolution and over time was basically so beat them down and so demoralized them through intentional confusion and contradictions that the society actually developed a dissociative state. Yes, 1984 is literally about trauma-based mind control. And you think, well, that sounds like a weird conspiracy thing, and that's MKUltra or something. How is that this fiction novel? Because if you get to the end of the novel, which we'll get to in a second, but getting a little ahead of myself, Big Brother lays out the metaphysics of Big Brother, the philosophy of Big Brother, the reality that Big Brother has, the ethics that Big Brother has, the epistemology or the doctrine of knowledge that Big Brother has. And those scenes where he's going through the torture with Winston are so powerful precisely because they give this terrifying dark logic, you could say, of the technocratic system. But before we get to that, I want to point out some of the other insights that we were given, which was that the first thing Winston notices as he's, figuring out that Big Brother's full of contradictions is that they're told every day that they're free. They're told every day, right, that the system loves them. They're told every day, right, that it's essentially a liberal system. It's liberal and loving, even though it's totally brutal. It's totally a culture of death, a cult of death, basically. And in fact, O'Brien will more or less say that at the end of the book, that it's a death cult. But everybody had been so dissociated and so put into a double think state, a double bind, mind control state, that whatever they were told, even though in their face the reverse was true, they believed the inversion. So to get to a place where the population believes inversion, psychological warfare specialists, social engineers, right, they have to perfect the technique of demoralizing the population. Because when you demoralize the population, this is part of the strategy of how you overthrow a population. Right? All the way back to Sun Tzu, all the way back to even Machiavelli's book, Art of War. Right? He has a Art of War as well that talks about all these techniques and strategies to demoralize the enemy. So if you demoralize the enemy, they don't have a basis from which to judge true and false, to judge right and wrong. Thus, the superstate loves relativism and basically subjectivism. Now, I hope you know what that is, but if you don't, it's just simply the idea that there's nothing true. Whatever floats your boat, dude, right? My truth's my truth, your truth is your truth. Why does the state love that? Well, if the state is able to have that as the majority view amongst its population, then most people are going to defer to whatever the state says. The state now becomes the incarnation of truth. It becomes the arbiter of truth. It will tell you what vaccines do, regardless of what they actually do. No, it doesn't matter what happens. If we say that this will save you, it will save you. It doesn't matter if millions of people end up dead. None of that matters because do what we say because we say so. And if you object to this, you're mentally insane. So that's the next key point here is that a lot of people miss the fact 1984 is a medical dictatorship. It's a medical tyranny because Winston is constantly told that his life is healthy, right? He's got victory gin. He's got victory smokes. Everything that he has in his life, which is just this dismal, right, like a gray blue jean worker outfit existence, right? He's told that he's healthy, he's free, and he's prosperous. And some days they even give him chocolate, right? And what does Klaus say? You're going to eat, you will eat the bugs, you will eat the sewage, you will eat the piss, right? All of these things Klaus is telling us we're going to do is basically the life that you see in 1984. That's Winston's life. But Winston starts to realize that something's wrong here, right? And perhaps he thinks there's hope in the resistance that O'Brien initially he thinks is leading. He suspects that there's this kind of revolution against this counterinsurgency against Big Brother that maybe O'Brien is kind of the head of. Now, ironically, Winston's suspicions are kind of on point, right? Like he's kind of correct, if you know the story, that there is some truth to the notion that O'Brien is involved in the figure of Emmanuel Goldstein and this revolution against Big Brother. But as you all know, spoiler alert, it's actually O'Brien that has written the manual, right, of oligarchical collectivism that is Emmanuel Goldstein, the fictional terrorist or revolutionary force against Big Brother. It's O'Brien himself that has written the text and manual for opposing Big Brother. Now, if we think about this and applying to what Alex talked about in the first couple hours, isn't it interesting that, do you remember what we saw with the QAnon nonsense, right? We saw this idea of Operation Trust, going back to what Bolsheviks did, where they had a false, right, opposition that was actually led by the system. And what they did through this was to smoke out all of the potential counter-revolutionaries. That's exactly what O'Brien does in 1984. Emmanuel Goldstein is a front. It's a cutout. And by the way, isn't it interesting that he's a terrorist? And throughout 1984, they're conducting a war on terror by an opponent created and controlled by the system. Well, that sounds exactly like the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden. Exactly, right? ISIS, right? Western created things that become a skeleton key, right, for wherever we want to go in and invade. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm breaking down, pounding 1964. Hey, Dr. Jones, don't go anywhere. Stay right there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are breaking down 1984 and all the profound and nuanced insights into the modern day, where we are in this technocratic emergent dictatorship. And I was speaking of the way that Big Brother mind control people. I want to point out the rituals too. There's this notion of humiliation rituals, and remember that in the conception of Eric Blair, Orwell, the problem would be something communistic, right? It would be this authoritarian police state dictatorship with the boots, you know, stamping on your face. And then there's an insight, I think, that Aldous had in Brave New World that was missed in 1984, which is that rather than it being this thing that makes you miserable, maybe it would be more of a drug-induced kind of, vegetable state, right? Like you just lay around basically stoned out of your mind all day long on these different pharmaceuticals, soma as it's called in the novel. And maybe that would be a better way to actually make people love their servitude. So there's definitely an element that, you know, Huxley got right that was missing in 1984, but there's no shortage of the jackboot kind of stuff going on, especially with the lockdowns that we've seen now that was in 1984. And on top of that, remember that, yes, there is the mass surveillance state. Literally everything that he does is surveilled. In fact, there's a great scene in the movie where the John Hurt character playing Winston Smith, he basically has to huddle in the corner because that's the only area in his apartment where the cameras, right, or the TV screens don't watch him. And so another predictive prophetic element that all of the TV screens, all the devices, the listening devices, the communication devices are two-way, and you're being recorded, you're being listened to at all times. Another, I think, terrifying element to this is that they weren't just concerned with outward forms of tyranny, outward forms of expression against Big Brother, writing a book, or having secret meetings. They were concerned with your thoughts, with your thought processes. In other words, they want to know and make sure that you're not just outwardly giving deference to Big Brother, but that there's not even any mental option of defying Big Brother. Now, Orwell is giving you the plan of the elite of the last 100 years, at least. He's telling you that that's their mindset. And if you think, well, now, wait a minute. Is there any evidence that they might try to do this to actually control thought? Yes. And again, this may seem a little crazy, a little out there, but if you look into like the article you just saw there about the proteins, if you look into the possibilities of what nanotech can do, and perhaps might be the case with these stabbies that everybody's getting, I mean, there is the potentiality here. We don't even know what's in these. We don't know what is really going on for sure. We have some ideas. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of whistleblowers, but the effects of this are unknown. In fact, you might actually get a situation where people can literally be mind controlled via signals, right? Via ELF, via VLF, through the nanotech, through the magnetized particulate that's going into people. And so that would be even beyond what Orwell could conceive of. And in fact, both 1984 and Brave New World have elements that the others lack. And we live in a world now that has not just both elements of these, but basically every dystopian story ever, there's an element that's in our future. So I don't know if we chose, if CERN blasted us into the wrong timeline where basically we're getting every dystopia blended together. One thing they didn't get was the total clown world cartoon level of the dystopia, right? I mean, again, even Orwell, even Aldous Huxley couldn't have predicted the cartoonish absurdity of what we see. But again, if you know the psychological warfare study that's going on here in 1984, you can begin to see it. So I want to talk about the espionage elements, right? The control of thought, the psy war that Big Brother does, which is so effective because on the one hand, it's really intricate. But on the other hand, it's also really simplistic, right? Because we know Big Brother is evil. We know he's out for control and he wants to control the mind. So he's interested in mind control. So what's he going to do to do it, to affect this mind control? Well, as we said, he creates a fake resistance, first of all. It's actually called the Brotherhood. So I don't know if that's the, you know, to give perhaps deference to or a nod to Freemasonry or something like that. I don't know. But it's basically a secret society that Big Brother has created as its fake resistance, its controlled opposition. Meanwhile, Big Brother says, let's destroy the language so that the proles, so that the population can't even effectually communicate. Because if they could communicate, they might could create art, literature, truth, commerce, anything that would show objectivity and truth outside of Big Brother. So you see the reason, and this is a really profound insight on the part of Orwell, the reason that Big Brother has to control all thought, all actions, and language, all meaning, is because if it were to allow freedom, if it were to allow things outside of its definitions and determinations of what is true, then it would show that Big Brother isn't God. And that's essentially what Big Brother is doing, is being and becoming God. Think of the empires of the past. Think of Nero, right, in the Roman Empire, or Pharaoh in Egypt, right? The representative of the whole universe is the emperor, is the God-man, right? And he demands you to worship him, and then you can basically do whatever you want, right? In the first 300 years of Christianity, this is why there were so many martyrs, is because the martyrs wouldn't admit that Caesar's God. But a lot of people don't know that you could have any religion you wanted as long as you said Caesar's God. Yeah, go worship those other gods. Just remember that you do what we say. And the same temptation has existed for any state in history to step into that place and decide that they're God, to control the churches, to control religion, to control everything in society. Basically, they have to become God. That's the dark logic of the statist system. And 1984 is the ultimate statist system, and it's the ultimate prediction of where we are now. Remember, too, that in British intelligence, at least the way the Official Secrets Act worked in Britain, people that worked in intelligence couldn't write openly about what they had seen. So what did they do? Well, many of them would write fiction. And this is kind of the beginning of what we might call fiction propaganda or predictive programming, right? You would get writers like Graham Greene where they would write their intelligence exploits into the fiction. So you would get more truth in the fiction than you would get in the Ministry of Truth's fake news that they would put out. And this is another example of this, right? Orwell is telling us that this is how the priests of power work in their system, even to the point where he predicts social justice warriors. Yes, the youth justice leagues that go around basically tattletaling on anybody who says something about a woman being beautiful or something like, you can't do that, right? You're evil. You have to become shouted down, right? You get these 2 minutes of hate, which are public humiliation rituals, the 2 minutes of hate, right? Where you scream at a screen. He predicted social justice warriors ratting out their parents. This is J. Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains are broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You know, we were talking about the priests of power. We were talking about the techniques of social engineering and social justice warrioring that exists in 1984. Yes, it was the youth leagues that were tasked with pointing out the moral infractions, right? Pointing out the harnessing of the youth, right? Like the youth in Mao's revolution, right? To overthrow the society so that everybody was basically in fear and in terror of being ratted out to Big Brother. Now, that exists now, right? We've seen this in other countries. We see this in the U.S. We see it in where COVID is right now. You can rat people out for COVID. You can rat people out for their infractions, right? Deplatform them for social justice violations. At the same time, as we're told, there's no such thing as right and wrong. There's no good and evil. That's a fiction. But it's wrong, right, to violate the laws of social justice morality. So it makes no sense It's totally contradictory, but that's the point of 1984, is that contradictions are truth. Truth is contradiction. Truth is whatever Big Brother says it is. And that's why, again, language had to be destroyed. Language had to be brought down to a debased level so that you couldn't communicate and you couldn't say anything objectively true. There is no such thing as objectivity other than the objectivity that Big Brother says is the case. I mentioned perpetual war. I mentioned the fake revolution. Now, remember that this includes a kind of a fake counter-revolution and re-education. Winston is eventually taken to be re-educated. And that's because he had wrong think. He had these ideas that he could learn and discover truth apart from what Big Brother dictated was the truth. And he's punished for this, and it's a collective punishment. The rest of the society is then tasked with excommunicating and humiliating and not having anything to do with him. And so I want to just remember all of the elements, right, of the strategies of the Cold War, of what happens during the periods of the Bolshevik Revolution, of communism. They're being applied now, not in a communist way, in a strict communist way, but in a melding of the two, monopoly capitalism and the you could say socialism, right, Marxist collectivism. They're being melded together, the worst elements of both of them, into today's society. And that's why Klaus is now saying, you can see him talking about, right, the melding of these older orders into the new order, right, the Great Reset. Why is it called a Great Reset? Well, it's a reset because in the philosophy of the Weishaupt Illuminists, right, the Jacobins, they had this idea that we had to have year one. We had to have year one because you can't have a reference to a history that tells you something about you, your tradition, your past, because that would be contrary to Big Brother's narrative. Big Brother's narrative is that all the past was an oppressor-oppressed narrative, right? There was an oppressor group. We are all the oppressed. That's all history is. History is one giant conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's no conspiracy theories except what we say are the conspiracy theories of Emmanuel Goldstein, who doesn't exist and is just completely made up. So there's a controlled chaos, a managed crises, there's a dialectics, there's an austerity that's enforced upon the population, right? Winston doesn't have anything but basically cheap Viceroy cigarettes and Victory Gin, right? He's got rolling blackouts. There's all of these kinds of things that we think of in terms of the shortages that are coming now, that Klaus said we would have now. This kind of stuff is coming here, right? He's happy to get chocolate like once a month or something ridiculous like this, right? He's constantly in a state of threat, fear, and anxiety, not just from the fake news, right? Because they're constantly told about how they're going to be attacked at any moment. There's going to be war at any moment. So they're always in a state of agitation. And this throws everybody for a loop, as well as at the same time constantly being surveilled and thus the enforced self-policing, right? So there's a psychological component to if you know that you're always being watched, you will then train yourself over time to adapt to self-policing. It's called entrainment. And this occurs via the studies that were done at the time of Jeremy Bentham and the social theorists who concocted the panopticon, right, which was a prison with a guard tower in the middle who could see into all the cells of the prisoners around him. So this eliminated the need for a huge amount of jail guards, because if there's just a couple guys up there basically just staring and watching at all times, then what they learned was that the prison complex would self-police over time if they just knew, if they just had the psychological thought that they were being watched at all times. Over time, they would be trained to police their own thought and to police their own speech and actions. And that's exactly what's present in 1984, right? In fact, Winston doesn't even necessarily know if at all times there's a person on the other side of the telescreen watching him. But just the thought that there might be is enough, right? And so as Winston starts to kind of do things against Big Brother, and he gets a little bit of rebellious streak, we know he starts going after this woman that he falls in love with, which is all forbidden, right, in this system. Which, one thing that was missed was the total inversion of human biology and anatomy, right? So I don't think that even Orwell could have believed that we'd be in a situation where, you know, black is white, white is black, the sky is green, to the extent that they can literally reverse biology and people believe it and enforce it, right? So there's this, you know, sequence, as you see there, the notes being passed of Winston thinking, oh, I'm getting in on the revolution. I'm going to, you know, we're going to fight this. We're going to see through Big Brother's lies. Let's get the word out, right? But what Winston hasn't realized is mob psychology, right? He hasn't realized, he hasn't figured out how the collective has been so demoralized and so debased, right, that they are now basically a giant blob army for Big Brother. And from the technocrat perspective, we are seeing this right now, right? The half of this country is now a blob army for this, for Big Brother, for O'Brien, right? For the technocrats. Because they will believe anything that they're told. Now, the other half of the population is awake in varying degrees, right? It's about half and half. And I think that Alex is right that ultimately, really, all this only makes sense if we are understanding this as a foreign takedown operation, right? That they want to destroy, demoralize, and take down this country, as well as others, because it's one of the, not the only one, but one of the main stumbling blocks, roadblocks to the full technocratic order. And it's not because they want to empower China or some other country, right? The long-term goal is the total obliteration of humanity. That's the key here to understand. You say, well, how does that relate to 1984? How does Winston, or how does O'Brien end the story? What does he start telling O'Brien at the end? He says, don't you understand that it's anti-logic on purpose? It's confusing. It's absurd on purpose. You're sitting around trying to figure out why we're doing these things that are absurd. Why are we telling you to wear 2, 3, 10 masks? It makes no sense. Yes, exactly. It's intended to not make sense, right? And I'm sure you've heard Alex say this over many years, right? They're doing it on purpose because it doesn't make sense. And people still can't get this. Why would they do something that don't make sense? Because that's a psychological warfare tactic. It's in this book. It's one of the key weapons in O'Brien's arsenal, is to get you to do absurd things, right? If you know about the Cold War, there's all these stories of people in camps who were, they would be told to do absurd activities. I want you to take this pile of rocks, and I want you to spend the entire day moving this pile of rocks over here, 5 feet. And then you do that, and then, oh, thank you, prison guard, I've done it. No, now I want you to take all those rocks and move them right back. And it's like, why? And the point is, because we say so. Because it's to train you, to demoralize you, to break your will. Now, I was reading about MKUltra, and I was reading about some of the studies that were done, and how parallel it is to what O'Brien's doing. And they say in some of these MKUltra studies and the things that Dr. Ewan Cameron did and others, is to break the person's will. Now, everybody knows this goes on in torture scenarios of governments, and right? But why do we think it's strange that they wouldn't take all that information and study and research and apply it to the population? Of course they are. We are living in this right now. This is J-Doc.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand
Welcome back
me
to
up at the
top of the hill,
but I won't back down.
Yeah, so I was getting into the psychological warfare, mind control, MKUltra, breaking the will, breaking the spirit of man. It reminds me again of that quote from Bertrand Russell, who's in these circles of these technocrats, who said that the spirit and will of man would have to be broken down, which is interesting because if there's no spirit or will of man, which he also said as a materialist, then why does it have to be broken down? But he's just expressing that mindset, that metaphysic or that worldview that O'Brien expresses at the end of the book. Now, in this last segment, I'm going to get to the crux of the book and talk about the inner party. If you remember, over time throughout the story, Winston knows and learns a little more about this inner party who seems to have all these amenities. They're radical socialists, equalitarians, yet they have all of these elite amenities. And isn't that the case, right? The socialist leaders are always millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires, right, that have offshore accounts, islands, palaces, but they're socialists and they believe in the equality for everyone. And so he's starting to realize, again, at every level, it's lies and inversion. Everything is the opposite of what it's supposed to be and what it's said to be. And then we get to this story about how there's an inner party and an outer party that he's being introduced to. who is the inner party? Well, isn't it interesting that this matches up almost perfectly with what Dr. Carol Quigley wrote in the Anglo-American Establishment about how the Western world was structured in terms of its inner core of what is called the elect. And the elect being, of course, the top 10, 12 families, banking elites nowadays, right? The corporate and tech elites. And those top 10, 12 people and bloodlines and families are aided by an outer party called helpers. The society of helpers, the outer crew that serves this inner crew. And the outer crew, the outer party, which Winston, they don't know what the inner party is up to. They're intentionally kept at a dumbed down, propaganda, stupid level. And they simply can't figure it out. And why can't they figure it out? Well, as Winston and O'Brien have this protracted, wild discussion, Winston is given this opportunity to ask all these questions to Big Brother. And you might think, well, Big Brother's just going to lie to him. No, he doesn't lie to him, because there's a gaslighting phenomenon here that's so profound and so in your face that O'Brien literally just tells him the actual truth, right? So he doesn't have to lie to Winston, because he knows that the profound evil of what O'Brien is doing and what the party is doing is so astounding that Winston won't have the will and spirit to oppose it, because nobody can see that it's that evil. So do you see the power in that? That it's, what's the phrase, that Rudolf Hess that had, or Goering that had the famous statement that the lie is so big, right? Nobody will ever challenge it, right? Because nobody would think that you would lie that big. Well, that's kind of what's going on here, right? Is the society is so duped and so traumatized that they're demoralized to the point that they can't oppose it. And in this story, we passed the point where there could be resistance, right? The family has been eliminated, because the family is obviously a competitive firewall of a sphere of authority that Big Brother doesn't control. So that has to be eliminated, right? And what are we seeing now? We're seeing not just the elimination of family, but of biology. But if you think about it, the elimination of biological categories isn't really an actual elimination of biology. It's the control of language. It's the control of speech, which, if you remember, we're told in the book, in the story, that when Newspeak, the dictionary of Newspeak, is complete, that is the destruction and control of the language, when that's complete, then the revolution is complete. And you might think, well, why is the revolution complete when it comes to speaking? Wouldn't it be, you know, guns and being out in the street? No. That's the point. That's the point O'Brien makes to Winston, which is that, don't you understand that this was all a revolution of the mind? And they have this amazing discussion towards the end of the book when Winston's being tortured. And O'Brien says, there is no individual. There's only the collective. The collective has all power. And so that's why you are depersoned when you are not in line with the collective. And the collective isn't actually even what all the people say. The collective is expressed in Big Brother. Right? So actually Big Brother is just the party. The collective is just the party. And he says to O'Brien, the party is what's immortal. The party is what's eternal. The party is what is power. It is reality. Everything that you call, right, the person, the individual, he says, none of that even matters. We don't even acknowledge its existence. O'Brien silenced him by a movement of the hand. We control matter because we control the mind. So he says, it doesn't matter what your theory of matter, pun intended, is. It doesn't matter what you believe about the external world, what you think about logic, what you think about metaphysics, blah, blah, blah. None of that matters, he says, because all we have to do is control people's perception of reality, and we control the world. That's a profound statement, and we've seen people like Karl Rove, Henry Kissinger echo that, right? The control of the public's perception is really the control of reality. For the priests of power, they don't care about the metaphysics of what's true and let's get out there and solve the secrets of nature. They only care about solving the secrets of nature insofar as they're useful to the power structure to control the mind. And that's what O'Brien says. He says, reality is inside your skull, Winston, And you're going to learn that there is no law of nature. We make the laws of nature. And so Winston is confused by this because he thinks, well, you don't control the external world. You don't literally control the laws of nature. They are without you. And O'Brien replies by saying, no. Did you not hear what I said? He says, have you forgotten your doublethink? He says, the universe, it may be out there, but we don't care. Because what we're concerned with is the control of your perception of the universe. And as long as we control that perception, it doesn't matter what is actually going on out there. Thus, that's the sense, right, in which O'Brien says, we, the party, make the laws of nature. You probably heard about Soviet science or Lysenko or these kinds of things. Well, those are examples of this, right? And people nowadays kind of look back and ha, we laugh at how silly it was for the Soviet scientists. They got everybody to believe this, right? Or the Teutonic philosophy of the superiority of some German tribe. Ha, how do people believe this? Well, now we live in a situation where we're told the exact same types of lies. It's just a different lie, and everybody believes it, right? Because everybody believes that we are just simply to trust the science. There's no better example of trust the science, right? Dr. Fauci saying, I am science. That's what O'Brien says. Do you see this? Okay, this is O'Brien-level stuff. He's saying, I'm the science. If you define me, you're defying science. That's like straight out of O'Brien's playbook. Wow. Right? And Winston says, so you're telling me basically a form of solipsism. Right? And this is the philosophy that all that exists is what's in your mind. And O'Brien says, no, you misunderstand me. Right? You're still thinking in terms of philosophy. And he says, Winston, metaphysics is not your strong point. He says, because you're missing the point that I'm making, which is far more simpler than you're making it. Right. Which is, again, it's not a theory of what's out there in the world. It's just a theory of mind control. You see. What does Fauci say? Fauci says, you just do what I say. Just do what we say. Just take your damn shot. Right. So, again, it's not a philosophy system that's out there to discover truth. That's trying to figure out a consistent logical approach to the world and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff. O'Brien just laughs at him, right? And this is why, in my view, O'Brien is really one of the greatest villains in all of fiction. Because what he says is so horrible, so horrifying, so terrifying, and so plausibly real that makes him far greater a villain than anyone like Darth Vader or whatever, right? And then it moves into the torture, and the power is pain. Pain is power. You cannot have family. You cannot have free associations. We will decide that you are a heretic. And he basically is couched as kind of religious, right? The big party is likened to God in this final great discourse between O'Brien and Winston. And he says, basically, you are no more than an animal in our zoo. You are no more than a test subject in a lab. The world is our lab. You're an animal test subject in that lab, and you will dutifully do what you're told, right? And what happens? Of course, the story is a great warning tale because Winston goes through this process. He rats out his girlfriend, and basically he finally learns to love Big Brother. And so this conditioning process, right, it works. And that's what we have to be aware of.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.